Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, April 16th, 2021. As of April 14th, 15.2% of Berliners received one corona vaccination, 7.3% were fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital increased to 140.8. As most everyone in Berlin heard early yesterday, the federal courts overturned Berlin's rent cap law. What this means for renters in Berlin and what exactly will happen next isn't quite clear. The Morgan Post did release some important questions and answers midday yesterday. And while they barely scratched the surface, and Berlin Briefing will certainly have more on the subject in the coming days and weeks, here's what we know now. The rent cap law in Berlin was controversial from the start. It had been in force since February 23rd of last year, with rent ceilings set by the state. Yesterday, the constitutional judges in Karlsruhe overturned the law and declared it null and void, saying that it violated the German constitution. First off, what does this mean for renters in Berlin? For tenants in the capital, the court decision means that they will have to pay their originally agreed upon higher rents once again, and they may be threatened with additional payments. However, it is still unclear whether landlords will claim these. Major real estate groups, for example, have already signaled their intention not to do so. In the event that the decision applies retroactively, the Senate Department for Urban Development and Housing had recommended that, if possible, tenants set aside the money saved for exactly the situation renters are potentially faced with now. Under certain circumstances, differences might have to be paid in arrears for the entire term of the lease. What significance does the constitutional judge's decision have beyond Berlin? Now that Germany's highest court has ruled the rent cap unconstitutional, a possible regulation by the federal government could come into focus. Why did Karlsruhe rule? Because members of the Bundestag from the CDU, CSU, and the FDP had filed a complaint, or Normenkontrollklage. In a judicial review, the Constitutional Court examines whether a legal regulation is compatible with the Constitution. The federal government, state governments, or a quarter of the members of the Bundestag can file a judicial review. Two Berlin courts also had doubts about the regulation. What was the court decision on the Berlin rent cap about? Essentially, it's about the question of whether a federal state, in this specific case, Berlin, is allowed to enact such laws at all, or whether rental law in Germany's federal system is exclusively a matter for the federal government. Although Karlsruhe had already rejected urgent applications against the rent cap, it had not yet decided on this fundamental question. Why did the Berlin Senate introduce the rent cap in the first place? From the point of view of the red-red-green state government, the law was intended to give tenants in the capital some financial breathing space. Berlin is seen as a stomping ground for real estate investors looking for high returns, and rents have risen here in Berlin at an above-average rate for many years. According to calculations by the umbrella association Zentrale Immobilienausschuss, or ZIA, new lease rents climbed 27% between 2013 and 2019 alone. Since mid-2015, the nationwide federal Mietpreisbremse has allowed landlords in, quote, areas with tight housing markets to add a maximum of 10% to the local comparative rent when new tenants move in. However, in the view of critics such as Berlin's urban development senator Sebastian Scheel of the left, this has not prevented the significant rise in rents in Berlin. How did the rent cap work? Rents for around 1.5 million apartments in Berlin had been frozen at the June 2019 level, and they were not to rise again to compensate for inflation until 2022, at most by 1.3% a year. If an apartment would be rented out again, the landlord had to adhere to the upper limits based on the age, equipment, and location of the apartment, as well as the last rent charged. Did the rent cap apply to all apartments in Berlin? No, all new apartments that were ready for occupancy after January 1st of 2014 were exempt, as were, for example, social housing with rent control and apartments in residential homes. And lastly, for yesterday's press release from the Federal Constitutional Court in English, please follow the link in our show notes. According to RBB, after the party of an Italian luxury fashion label in Berlin's Soho House last Friday, the police have now started investigations. Several videos posted online showed exactly how many people had partied at the event without adhering to hygiene rules. Police spokesman Martin Halweg remarked to the Abendschau that on the basis of the videos, it's been determined that there were far too many people close together without masks and distancing, more people than allowed gathered in general, and violations of infection protection measures were clearly present. In Berlin, meetings of multiple households are not permitted between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., with violations resulting in penalties between 1,000 and 10,000 euros in the corresponding catalog of fines. The Soho House stands exactly on the border of Mitte and Prenzlauer Berg. Danielle Kruger, the responsible city councilor for order in Prenzlauer Berg, is demanding a review of the case, clarifying that the same laws apply to an event in such a building as in all other buildings, and that action will be taken against it if violations were made. Wolfgang Albers, chairman of Berlin's Health Committee, believes the fine will probably be paid, quote, out of petty cash, unquote. Adding, quote, I assume this was not the only party in Berlin. This one took place in a particularly glamorous location, but the reality of life is different, and rules have to take reality of life into account, unquote. The videos of the party published mainly on Instagram of the invited celebrities and the fashion label itself caused fierce outrage over the weekend, after which many recordings were quickly deleted. The Berlin police have modernized parts of their vehicle fleet. 51 new Mercedes Vito vans were added yesterday, replacing smaller and older vehicles. Initially, each police section in the city area will get one new vehicle. Those remaining will be distributed among the directorates, and over the next few years, another 40 are to be added annually. According to the police union, or GDP, each new van costs around 70,000 euros and offers significantly more seating and storage space. Interior Senator Geisel announced, quote, good work requires good equipment. Hardly any topic has been raised so often by officers during my visits to their stations as police vans, unquote. The GDP explained that the new vans will provide space for 5 officers while also allowing space for measures such as IDing and questioning suspects without having to worry about integrity of colleagues as well as citizens due to space restrictions. Around 18,000 police officers work in Berlin, and the police fleet is comprised of 2,650 vehicles. However, only a small part of these are classic patrol cars. There is now some clarity for the more than 2 million people under 60 who, according to the Federal Ministry of Health, received their initial coronavirus vaccination with AstraZeneca. Per the ministry, 12 weeks after the initial AstraZeneca vaccination, the second vaccination will be given with an mRNA vaccine, BioNTech or Moderna. The joint resolution of the federal and state health ministers goes on to say, however, second vaccinations can also take place as early as the 9th week after the first vaccination if correspondingly earlier appointments have already been made. Those who wish can also receive their second vaccination with AstraZeneca in individual cases after consulting with their doctor. For Berlin specifically, Health Senator Kalaichi announced the decision on Twitter and clarified that all current appointment holders who can be reached by email or telephone will be informed directly. The background to the recommendation are cases of cerebral vein thrombosis following vaccination with AstraZeneca, and experts suspect that the very low risk mainly affects younger people. On Tuesday, Johnson & Johnson postponed the launch of its drug in Europe because of reports of the same clotting issues after vaccination. Authorities in the U.S. have also implemented a temporary suspension of Johnson & Johnson vaccinations after six such clotting cases were recorded in the country. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was approved in the EU on March 11th. And lastly, thank you to Roman for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.